Let's talk about the 2000s now. We have a special guest with us today, Chad.
Hello. Yes, I am here.
He's finally here.
Yes.
Because somebody asked for him, but honestly, no one did.
I inserted myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, who asked?
He didn't really ask. He was like, I will be there. Let me know.
Yeah, I was listening and I said, let me know when you guys do an episode that I can...
If we're going to talk about FOB, I am your man. Well,
thank you, Chad, for joining us. Would you like to tell our whole, like, five listeners about your podcast?
Oh, yes.
Self-promo.
My podcast, it's 2 a.m. I do with my counterpart and our friend, Grace.
She's all of our counterparts.
Well, you know.
Parts of our counter.
A fellow comrade in arms. I know that makes us sound communist, but...
I mean, honestly...
Hi, welcome to our new communist podcast.
Doesn't help that she's Jewish.
See, now you ruined it.
No, I did.
You always take it a step too far.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's what... Speaking about a step too far, we're talking about Fall Out Boy today. Because they really have gone five steps too far.
I agree.
When they should have stopped in 2008.
I agree.
So, when was the first time you heard Fall Out Boy?
I heard Fall Out Boy when I was in high school, which was back in, like, spanning from 2004 to 2008. So that's dating me. that's carbon dating me.
So we heard it around the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I remember... Like, I think one of the very first songs I ever heard of theirs... No, well, the very first song I heard of theirs was Sugar We're Going Down, same. Back in 2004.
Same.
I remember the music video because it was really weird.
It's iconic.
It had the deer, like, it was just really
deer weird. Boy?
No, well, when it ended with the deer legs, I was just like, all right, I'm freaked out. But, no, I remember... Well, really funny thing is I remember specifically... From high school, middle school, I used to go to an ice skating rink with some friends of mine, and someone would always request Grand Theft Autumn.
Wow.
From That's their amazing. First album. And it was really funny because, I mean, just imagine a bunch of, well, I went to, like, a white middle school, too, so, like, imagine a bunch of white kids just,
I mean,
skating around, ice skating to Fall Out Boy.
Grand Theft Autumn!
Not gonna lie, that's a mood. that's a big move.
Whites blending into the ice. Yep. Yeah, I heard it around that time. I heard it in the 8th grade when Sugar We're Going Down was like on the Buzz feed for like MTV. And it was like, oh, new band or whatever. And I was like, oh shit. And then I saw the video. I was just like, I don't know why I like this, but I love this. And then I just kept watching it more and more. I was like, this band is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they were for a while. And
they were.
And now I don't think they're cool anymore.
Fuck no.
Yeah. I think when I first started listening to them, I knew like the big songs like Sugar We're Going Down, Grand Theft Autumn, and what's the
Dance Dance?
No.
That's a personal favorite.
It's a different one. I forget. But there was like a third one that was like really big and on the radio like all the time. And so I knew those songs and I enjoyed them, but I never really paid attention to them as a band until actually they went on break. So I didn't, like, really listen to them until they were on a break.
Which was... When did they go on a break again?
It was, like,
It was between Foley, Adu.
Oh, so that...
And Save Rock and Roll.
Okay, so that...
So they were on a break between those two albums.
Wait, was there really that big of a break?
Yeah, they took a break for, like, 4 or 5 years.
And that's why I kind of noticed them, because when they got back together and started talking about Save Rock and Roll, I'm like, oh, Fall Out Boy, yeah, they're that band that... does those songs. That's fun. God. And then I started listening to them more, and that's when I got really into Fall Out Boy. And that's when they kind of started a whole new chapter of the band. So that was a weird time to get in on there.
Yeah, I mean, time means nothing to me at this point, so that's I can't even...
Time is relative.
I honestly, at this point, can't even remember a time where Fall Out Boy wasn't somewhere in the background.
Well, I mean, even when they were on a break, you still heard Fall Out Boy. It's just they weren't coming out with anything new.
Yeah, all like,
and it was a really big deal when they got back together.
We just saw them kind of lose weight and deteriorate.
Well, what was that offshoot band that because I think Pete Wentz did, like, a side project in between.
I think a few of them were working, were doing other stuff.
Yeah, Pete Wentz did a lot of production for, like, rappers and shit.
Well, he also was in that group with this other girl called Black Hearts or something for a hot minute.
What?
And then I know Patrick Stump had his solo stuff. And then I think the drummer and...
Yeah, the drummer went to, like, some other bands and stuff and, like, yeah. Do that.
Is he still with them? Because I know he was talking about leaving.
No, he's still there.
Oh, okay.
They performed a few weeks ago at, like, Leeds and Reading.
Yeah, I think they're on tour now.
Yeah, he's the one who's just always threatens to leave.
Yeah, he's just like, guys, I'm so done with this. Well, no!
Him and Adam. Fun. Did Adam leave?
No, he's still there.
Okay.
I couldn't tell when I saw the video of them performing, because it's just a guy standing very still for an hour. And he is just playing the guitar still. I'm like, he's really changed. Or, like, life has just ruined
You've
him.
Changed.
Yeah.
He's had bad spine surgery.
I feel like I only know his name because when I was in high school, like, you know, like all fangirls do, you pick one member of the band that you like.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
You stick with him. And I was just like, well, I can't pick Pete's because
everyone loves Pete.
So I was just like, oh, I'm going to go with Adam because he has the curly hair or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I'm like, why didn't I go to Pete? Especially after finding out, like, he's black. I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
When I found that out, that was quite...
So eye-opening.
It was. I was literally in the car driving back from New York with my mom. And then she was just like, oh, yeah, Pete Wentz is, like, half black. I was like, what?
Yeah, that is... Nothing of him screams half black.
No. Not
nothing.
At all.
His hair, his eyes... Nothing.
I was gonna say, you're gonna keep listing things.
Yeah, like
I was
facial
waiting.
Facial features. No,
I was
nothing.
Gonna say, are you gonna talk about his penis?
Like his dick just isn't. You know, it's not up to black standards.
And this is why we're an explicit podcast.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is why. Like,
I mean, I'm sorry that it's probably a bleed over from my own podcast where also just say whatever.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I knew it was going to be explicit as soon as I've said this before. As soon as Jason got involved, I'm like, oh, this is going to be explicit. That's just how it is.
That is true. Jason,
we have to apply for like an explicit license.
Jason does drop the F bomb quite often.
Yeah.
So like our first episode, there should be a drinking game where every time Jason goes, fuck. You just, like, take a drink. And I'm like, you'll be so messed up by the end of
that. You won't make
it
past 20 minutes.
No. Because it's like I'll just say something. Jason goes, fuck.
Keanu Reeves is
whole podcast. Yeah.
I can't wait for a clip down of all the times he said fuck at his funeral.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
I'll do it.
Fuck.
No, the different fuck.
Yeah. So, there was a thing that I don't like about them that has been annoying me since I was, like, 13, is how long their song names are. These sermons of song names.
It's like their thing.
Yeah.
That was, like, a whole era in time.
Yeah,
people
right?
do that. But
yeah.
I also enjoy that because I think it's funny.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. No, I'm the same way.
I was just like, because I would look at my iPod and the name would just keep scrolling. Like, whenever, like, it was a graphic move of, like, here's a song title, it would just continuously scroll, and then my screen would go black.
There are so many songs, like, from that time, from both Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, where I would know the first couple words of the title, but, like, if you asked me, I could not give you the whole title of the song, because I'm like, nah, I only ever see the first few words,
like,
so.
Here's a title from, like, Under the Cork Tree. I've got a dark alley and a bad idea that says you should shut your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna say, like, their first track of Our Lawyer Made Us Change the Title of the Song.
I love that one.
So there is definitely a great story, but I was just like, I've got a dark alien bad idea that says you should shut your mouth. I'm like, that is a tad rapey.
Yeah, but what's really funny is the last song in that album is the shortest, which is just XO.
Yeah,
apparently I knew it had to be like something real, but it was just like Our Lawyers Made Us Change the Name of the Song so we wouldn't get sued was actually the thing.
I want to know, like, I kind of want there to be a backstory where there was an actual other title of the song.
Yeah, so the other was called My Name is David Ruffin and These Are the Temptations, but the band changed it when both their record label and lawyer said they would get sued.
That makes it so much better.
I was just like, that is really funny.
I love it. I wish they still had that humor.
They don't.
They really don't.
They're kind of dead.
I think I was I was saying how I listened to their new EP that they just released in preparation of this podcast. And, like, I was listening to it as I was walking to my car after work. And cut to like 6 minutes later, and I had forgotten that I was listening to it. And that's honestly the best way I can sum it up. It's like
forgetting it.
Like, it's not like bad. It's just so like not. It's not you. Like, because a lot of times when I'm walking to my car, like, it's such a good way to gauge whether or not I like legitimately enjoy a song, even if it's not like a good song, whether or not I personally enjoy it. Because there are times when I'm walking, I get super into it, and I'm like walking to the beat, and I'm getting all hyped up. And then there are other times when I just like am completely just gone. Like, I have no idea what I'm listening to, and this was one of the latter.
I mean, I get could that. Not tell you what I was listening to music cooking in my kitchen last night and like popping it.
Yeah. I feel it. Yeah.
I was popping it while sausage was popping me with grease. It was a lot of popping going on.
Also a big mood, yes.
You bop to the rhythm of oils popping out.
What I have gathered, though, is I think it's about Chicago. They keep singing about Chicago. I keep hearing the word Chicago. The city or the movie? The city.
Both.
I don't know. I kept hearing them sing. Again, I was not paying very close attention, but I've had to listen to it a few times because, again, I kept forgetting I was listening to it. But they sing about, like, Windy City, Chicago, and, like, that's, like, the whole song. And I'm like, did you make an EP about, like, Chicago? And I think the EP is called, like, City of Dreams or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. So, like, I guess, I don't know, I guess they have very strong feelings about Chicago.
Fun fact, they're from Chicago.
Are they?
That would make sense.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. I figured it was the origin story of someone, but
they just went one time and was just like, this is our city.
I didn't look that deep, let's be real.
I mean,
I never do.
Quite a detraction from, like, you know, pop punk of yore, where they're all like, yeah. I hate this town.
Truly, my parents hate me.
I don't need you or this town.
Mm-hmm. I hate you and my ex-girlfriend.
When, so,
they turned
both
on
of you liked Fall Out Boy and then didn't like Fall Out Boy. What was the turning point for you guys?
Fully into you.
Yeah.
Fully
into. I literally think it was that. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Infinity on High either. It had a couple of good songs, but I think all of the good songs from that album were the singles. Like,
honestly, yeah. But there were five out of the 13 songs were all singles.
Mm.
Which yeah.
is kind of impressive.
Because what were the big ones from that one? It was like...
Thanks for the Memories.
Thanks for the Memories, which is the biggest one everyone remembers. Because yeah, they took out all the vowels.
The Same as Scene.
Yeah, The Same as
Scene.
That was the one I was thinking of. That was the other song that I knew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that had a cool music video because I think William Beckett was in it as a vampire.
Yeah, there was a ton of people in that fucking music. Like,
they had a lot of really cool videos back then. I think that era had really good videos. Like, I remember the video for A Little Less 16 Candles, A Lot More Touch Me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, I don't really remember it that well, but I remember it was a good video.
Like, it's interesting because Infinity on High was critically, like, their best album. It's not my favorite, because From Under the Corgi is, like, my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, critically, like, on, like, a grand scheme was, like, their hugest one. And if they had stopped after this... they would have gone on a crazy high note.
Yeah. I think what it was is From Under the Cork Tree finally got them, like, mainstream attention.
Yeah.
And then with Infinity on High...
Which is like, we hate the attention.
They got critical attention.
Critical attention. Massive.
From, like, actual critics.
It is... So, I've written down some facts, and it is fucking hilarious. So, do you know who produced two songs in this fucking album?
Which one?
They produced Thanks for the Memories and... I'm Like a Lawyer, The Way I'm Always Trying to Get You Off.
Also love that title.
So sexually suggestive.
Also love
titles.
That title.
You know who produced those songs?
Who?
Babyface.
Like, the
R&B
singer
Babyface produced two songs on this album.
Dude, you would be surprised the amount of, like, producers and stuff that work with random people.
It is so weird.
Like,
I never knew this.
Like... You remember on American Idol where that one lady replaced Paula Abdul or whatever?
Yeah, she was like a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she wrote a song with this other, like, indie scene band,
mm-hmm.
like, in the late thousands called Versa Emerge. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, how did they get her to write a song?
It's so fucking weird. And so, basically, the way you would appreciate this. The way it happened was, like, they were in an interview talking about, oh, we want him to produce our song... Or, like, our album because we loved his work on Josie and the Pussycats film. soundtrack.
Oh my god. Do you know, ironically, I've never seen that movie, but I own it.
Out of all the people, really? You should have seen relate. This film. I've seen it 3 times.
I mean, I do love Rosario Dawson.
Dude, it is a fucking great movie. And so he produced this album. This Ain't a Scene. Kanye West made a remix, but it was never put out till later. And the remix has Lil Wayne, Lupe Fiasco, Travis McCoy, rest in peace.
Did he die?
No, his career's dead. Paul Wall and Tyga. And to me, I was like, this is really the whole what that year was of 2007.
You would think that song would be like 8 minutes long at that point.
I would presume this to be 12 minutes. It has to be.
And now I have is that remix available for listening?
I think it has to be, yeah. It is available.
Okay, I'm going to have to go look
it for it. I haven't heard it because I'm afraid to.
I want to listen to it out of the sheer morbid curiosity.
Like, it's also weird that Pete Wentz, like we were talking about earlier, was inspired lyrically by Lil Wayne to write this album. And yes. I don't understand how.
Oh, what's the song where there's like... there's like, I guess you can call it like a poem at the end, but someone's just like saying words. And I want to say it was Pete Wentz, but I'm not sure. Or like he wrote it or something. And someone was like, what kind of like emo spoken word is this?
Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember what song it is. It was either Infinity on High or From Under the Cork Tree.
It has to be from Infinity.
It's one of the two.
Because, the last song on From Under the Cork Tree is XO, and I know...
Yeah.
I know that song backwards and forwards, because it's like...
I can hear it in my head, I just can't remember what the song is called. Because also, their song titles, it was really hard to keep track of some of them, because of the very long names, so...
Oh, do you know an iconic moment in history that I remember? I don't know... You guys have seen the movie Stick It, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no. So I went to the movie theaters to go see Stick It, and I remember sitting in the theaters, and when Ada Van Halen came on, I was literally like, Fall Out Boy! Just shouted. Well, it was a semi-empty theater, so I could have shouted it, but I was just like, it was like a loud hush.
Oh my god, I remember this fucking poster. God, the fashion.
I mean, Stick It's a great movie. It's from the creators of Bring It On.
Oh, true.
I mean, it's not Bring It On, but I'll
give it to them. I mean, neither is Bring It On 2.
I saw the most recent one that was on Netflix. Not by choice.
I was going to watch that, but I feel like if I'm going to watch that now, I need to be, like, under heavy sedation.
It is a hike on heroin.
Like I feel like so hard. I need to be coming out of, like, anesthesia, and then it's, like, on. And
I need to be in a straitjacket, like, Clockwork Orange style, just have to watch this.
See, Jason, you always take everything a step too far.
Watch it, and you'll know what I mean. Like, it's such an arduous thing to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful.
I'm sorry, I'm getting us off topic. This is like...
It's fine.
This is very much a theme. So if you listen to my podcast, notice that I always get off topic.
Yeah,
I
mean, you guys go from anime to just, like, this food I'm eating.
Yeah, you do. I mean, we don't exactly stay super on topic either, but usually say, like, at least adjacent.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we named it what we did. It's 2 a.m. It's like conversations you have in, like, the middle of the night.
It's late as shit. There's also another fun fact that Thriller off of Infinity was their most narcissistic song, because they were complaining about how they lost the Grammy to Best New Artist.
Oh.
And do you know who they lost it to?
Who?
John Legend.
Wow. Okay, well, that's warranted.
It makes sense.
I miss the old Fall Out Boy.
They were in a category with Keen, Sugarland, and Sierra.
Sierra who?
Sierra, the R&B singer.
Oh. Okay, well, they had no chance of winning that. They had literally no chance of winning that. All of those people have astronomically better careers, in my opinion.
Than Fall Out Boy?
Yeah, I mean...
Even Sugarland?
I would say that they probably have a more consistent career.
That's a hard sell.
See, the weirdest thing about Fall Out Boy is they have a weirdly consistent...
Following.
Yes. Like, their album sales don't really falter that much.
Fans?
And I don't get it, because the music isn't consistent.
Oh,
it's so fucking weird. Like, they have to be buying it themselves. I don't believe it. Like, people who were fans of them... from Under the Cork Tree from that era have children now.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, those are the people that tend to be, like, die hard, like, no matter what they do,
that's
I'm still.
Tough.
I mean, there are people in this day and age who are still. We've discussed this, how there are people who are still super into Backstreet Boys, but no one who was born in, like, into, like, in the 2000s is super into Backstreet Boys.
No.
It's only people who were like...
Who are in their 40s.
Right, exactly. So it's like, it's those people who are like the diehard, like, I will always love them.
I mean, I'm a diehard NSYNC fan, but...
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah, we definitely have an episode. Like, I need to find a diehard Backstreet Boys fan and bring them here.
You know what? Diehard Backstreet Boys fans? Braver than any U.S. Marine.
I mean, honestly, you have to have balls of steel to say that.
Wait, did you see them at the VMAs? It was so... Watching Kevin's tall ass dance.
Keanu Reeves?
Yes, his hair is so long.
So, there's nothing more pathetic of your career than having to know that you are not performing primetime. You are during the pre-show on a roof where people are walking by.
I mean, I won't say it's pathetic because they're still...
They still sell?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're still doing it, so more power to them.
But it's just like...
I mean, I'm not buying it, but someone is.
It's the equivalent to opening at a bar, where people are just drinking and minding their own business, and they're opening in front of, like, people on the red carpet, like, walking by.
Hey, a paycheck is a paycheck.
Well...
Do you want to feed your kids or not?
Oh my god.
I mean, NSYNC stopped, so...
It's either this or porn.
AJ doing porn.
I mean...
Also, a little tidbit. In 2004, do you know who won the Best New Artist Grammy?
Who?
Evanescence.
Ugh. God bless.
That's amazing.
Oh, God.
Didn't you say you haven't heard their whole first album?
No.
I can't believe it. It is such a classic. It is... I mean, it's their only... I mean...
The only...
I'm gonna say it's their only good one all the way through.
The only. Mm-hmm.
But it's so iconic, I feel like... That's why I feel like it, that. It has so many good songs. Like, I mean, obviously...
Bring Me to Life.
Bring Me to Life with... Is it Seether? Because she was dating the guy from Seether for a while.
I thought that guy was already in the band.
No.
Whoa.
She was dating him.
No way.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't... No, it wasn't from Seether. No way.
I was so off topic,
but it's just like, now we have to... I have to know this.
But there's also My Immortal and...
My Immortal.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Haunted, which is, you know...
Yeah.
Not a very...
So now I have to listen to this when I go to the gym.
Well, Haunted is about sexual assault, so I don't know if you want to listen to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm like, I don't think of Evanescence as, like, great gym music.
No, it's
I
not.
I feel like this is a, like...
Let's make that a
I'm
poll.
Feeling existential as I drive home from work music.
As I run 2 miles.
That is a great way of putting it.
Like, I'm just feeling really existential now, and I need to listen
I
to
think that is, like, a nutshell... What it would.
I guess I found my new driving music for driving home because, especially in the evenings, I'm always just feeling real existential, staring dead eyes into the long, long line of red brake lights.
Welcome to commuting. Do you remember? I don't know if you guys remember. Do you remember when they tried to tour on every, have a show on every continent, and they couldn't do it? Do you remember that? I remember that was like a huge thing they were trying
to do.
Were
they going to sing to an Antarctica penguin?
Yeah, they wanted to go perform in Antarctica, but then they couldn't. So instead, they recorded 74 interviews in 24 hours. They were trying to break a world record. Like, way to go, guys. And so,
well, isn't there like a music video that
that's just like
Paramore
desperate.
Did where they were like just breaking a bunch of like random world records, but it was all like super specific things that it's like if this record even exists, it has to be
just,
low.
Oh, it's the Ain't It Fun music video.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
So Folia Do is the one that broke us as like this is garbage.
The only song I like from that is America's Sweethearts.
I liked I Don't Care. Which is how I felt about it.
Do you remember our first episode when I said I had a really unpopular opinion that I couldn't wait to share?
Yeah, what was it?
Folia Do is my favorite, tied for my favorite.
Get the
their
fuck
albums.
Out of here, man. I was waiting. I was
you
like,
know,
what is your unpopular opinion? And this is very unpopular.
It is, yeah, no.
You would get
and
banned
I,
from
I've always
from
known this. I've
boards.
Like, I know people hated the album, and I'm
what
like,
a deep, dark
I
secret.
Personally
what
do
a revelation.
It. Mind you, I would like to say, though, do I think it's their best album? No. I said it is tied with my personal favorite. I'm totally fine with liking an album that isn't considered a good album.
I mean...
Because I personally have a good time with it.
I've always known that there are fans, there are certain fans out there who love that album.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I always thought it had something to do with the title because, you know, Folie à Deux, it's all about that Stockholm Syndrome, basically.
Oh, my God.
You're well, all like, trapped now, and you love it.
Well, I think part of, for me, part of it has to do with when I started. Like, again, like I said, I started really listening to them when they were on break, so this was after this album had come out. So, like, in the space that I've known them, at least, like, as a band and actually paid attention to them, this has just been part of their
discography.
That. And so, and so for me, that was just more of their music. So a lot of times, especially if I wasn't listening to specific albums and I was just listening to them in general, these songs were kind of mixed up with the others. So I think it was the way I was introduced to it wasn't like a, oh, this was after some of their really, really good albums. It's just one of the ones that are already out. So I think it was the way I was introduced to it. Yeah. And I think it was the, like, for me at least, it was after their break that I just, that's where I started to fall off a bit. Because their style, to me, felt like it changed so much after that, to the point where they were harder to recognize.
I can agree with that. Like, did you start with Folie à Deux? Like, when you said you started listening on break,
I honestly can't tell you where I started, at least when it comes to albums. It was just more of, like, I started listening to specific songs, and it was kind of an even spread.
It feels like a therapy session. Like, when did you start?
Yeah, yeah. When did I start this dangerous addiction?
Well, okay, I was trying, and then...
Yeah,
well,
I own the CD. It's probably, I think it's in my car right now.
Burn it.
I love it.
And no. I still listen to it. I still enjoy it. I don't care.
Yeah, I was asking, I was asking that because I feel like when it comes to certain people, or when it comes to people liking specific things, like, less liked albums and stuff like that, I feel like it always has to deal with whenever you listen to it. Like, if you listen to that one first, then it's because that's why you like it.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, I think that's one of the reasons I do like it is because I kind of was listening to it at the same time as the others. The others didn't come first for me. Again, aside from, like, the songs that, like, everyone knew because they were on the radio all the time. They're still on the radio all the time. Let's be, like, you still hear Sugar We're Going Down on the radio, like, semi-frequently.
Well, I mean, it's a classic.
So. It is, absolutely.
It's just me calling in, much play
like,
this.
It's like Irate Sins Not Tragedies. It's, like, immortalized as a classic.
Absolutely. You know, there's always, there has to be one person who just calls the radio station every day, like, please play the song. Play, you know which one I'm talking about. Please
Oh, Deborah. Deborah from accounting.
It's, like, it's a Hot Topic franchisee owner.
Yeah. Like, I'm the, having a bad
like
day.
The people who, like, answer the phone calls and then tell the radio host, it's like, yeah, it's Deborah again. You know what she wants.
It's Deborah.
I'm Deborah.
Thought we blocked Debbie.
So, on my research, a fun fact popped up on the Wikipedia page where it says, this album should have never happened.
Which one?
Folie à Deux.
That's right. Again, people have strong opinions about that album, and I'm like, that is fine. If you don't like that album, I'm not gonna fight you.
Here's how bad this shit was. They sold 500,000 copies, and their last album sold 2 million copies.
Yeah, sounds about right.
They only sold 150,000 their first week, and everyone hated the album so much when they performed a song from that during shows, they would boo them.
Oh my God. Like, well, I hear it's
the minute they start playing, I don't care, boo!
Well, I hear it was, like, one of the reasons, like, they, people say that was one of the reasons that they did go on a break. Is
apparently,
it, just
it is the
bombed.
Reason they broke up.
It bombed so bad. Like,
and they also hated each other when they were recording it. Like, started fights and stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what happens with those kinds of bands. It's like, when you swell to such a level of fame very quickly, you just kind of, like, it's hard to, like, live up to your own success. Like, say, for instance, like, I always talk about, like, how is Beyonce going to top Lemonade? Because like, how is she going to do that? But then another friend of mine brought up, is just like, well, we said that after her self-titled, too. And I'm like, yeah, but Lemonade was so good at this point, she's just going to have to, like, come to your house and assassinate you.
And then sing on your corpse.
Yeah. Like, that's how you top that album.
Yeah, basically.
She has to publicly execute Jay-Z.
Oh, it's like, well, maybe Folie à Deux had to happen so that
Kill
they
Becky
could come back. Like, well, no, like they got so popular so quickly
they had to
that
make
they
a shit
needed
album.
They needed to crash so they could start from scratch.
I love
like,
this conspiracy
like Woodstock.
Theory.
Woodstock had to burn everything to the ground
to make everything else
so
better.
Music could come back up again. They were like, can't top the
'90s,
let's kill it all.
It
start
took a
over.
Fucking while.
Yeah.
But it worked.
I love this conspiracy theory.
I can't wait.
It's going to add it. Yeah. We'll add it to our conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Does it go with the Sheryl Crow one?
Oh my god. I mean, honestly, Sheryl Crow.
Is there any actual facts? Or is this conspiracy theory rooted in any facts? Absolutely not. Any research? No.
There are alternative facts. It's like the one episode I won't do research for. Just pulling completely out of my ass. Alex Jones style.
Maybe it'll be the one episode I do research for. Because oh I...
Yeah, I mean, like, this album sucked, like, that bad. Like, they hated each other. Pete Wentz was, like, wanting to kill himself. And it just, like, you know, Patrick was too fat. And so they just fucking quit.
Yeah, and then after... sorry. And then after that, all right, so I remember... I've seen Fall Out Boy maybe once. I don't even know if I've actually seen them. Sometimes it's hard to remember if I've seen somebody or not. But I do remember seeing Patrick Stump in concert when he did his solo stuff because I was really into AP Magazine back then. And I think he was on AP Tour. It was like one of their... it wasn't their first tour. It was like one of their like 3, 4, 5, something like that. And he was like one of the headliners. And he came out because... with his solo stuff, he was doing more of, like, an R&B type thing.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of rap and R&B, producing a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, and then he had lost, like, a whole bunch of weight.
Like 40 pounds.
And, like, I remember he came out, and he was in, like, this red suit and had, like, double horns or whatever, because I think it was around Halloween.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what the fuck is this? And then he was like...
oh, my God.
He did his songs or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, this isn't bad, but I'm not going to, like... actively seek this out.
No.
They only work like as a band.
I agree, they aren't like even though
as individuals.
Yeah,
no.
Even though Patrick Stump has like an incredibly recognizable voice that I think, especially in their music nowadays, is the only way you can actually recognize them as his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though he has a really good voice, it wouldn't work. He can't do a solo career. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, I mean he's no Hayley Williams.
No.
No, he is not.
Absolutely not.
No. He's a better producer because I've heard a lot of tracks that he has produced, and like he's great behind the mic too. Mm. He has a great ear for music, and he's a good writer.
That's where the money is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Honestly,
like especially when like people are done listening to your music, because I'm sure in like 3 years, Fall Out Boy will quit again. At this point, I feel like they're losing traction.
It is
again.
A fart
well,
in the wings.
I just pulled up their albums, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like,
it just wanes.
It's just been. It's not even like this album crash and burn. It's just been a slow decline.
Yeah,
and like I feel like the EP that I just listened to, even though it's very like forgettable, it honestly sounds at least more like their older sound than like Mania did, if you remember that one. I only know a couple songs.
It came
songs
out this year.
I didn't listen to
you
it.
You know what's
at
fucking
all.
Wild?
I knew a couple songs because like Spotify would be like, here, have this, and I'm like, I don't want that.
Like, no.
I listened to it because I was curious, but it felt very much like they're like, okay, we're really like these are the trends nowadays. We're gonna try and do that, but like Patrick Stump is singing, so we're still Fall Out Boy, and it felt very much like that. Like the punk rock was totally, it was all just like pop, basically. But at least this sounds a little more like they were trying to go back to it. It just wasn't. It just didn't stand out at all. It just sounded so generic, and I don't know.
What's wild to me is that. Since they've come back, their last three albums have reached number one, but Mania is their worst selling album.
Yeah, because it's bad. It's just, it's not.
Fucking awful.
It's really bad. I listened to a couple songs again, and I was like, wow, this is super generic. Why would they do this?
Yeah, I feel like what they ended up doing with their music is they tried to become too marketable to, like, from multiple genres everyone instead of just making music that they want to make or that they
staying
know
staying in their lane
sellouts they it feels like they're selling out. They're like, this is the trend, we're just gonna do this because we want it to sell, but it's not Fall Out Boy.
I would argue that with Infinity on High, because that was like the very super commercial super commercial album, but it worked because it still had their sound and was easily to, it went through a whole audience that you could easily listen to and not go out of your way. It didn't try too hard to become anyone, it still had their sound, but made it good enough for a massive audience.
Right. Like, again, like, Mania without Patrick Stump's voice, because, again, very easy to pick out voice, you would not be able to tell that it was Fall Out Boy by listening to it. Like, you wouldn't. It's, like, if someone else, if you just replace his voice with someone else's, it would be completely unrecognizable as Fall Out Boy. Like, it's so, it's not even, like, in the same genre. Because it's one thing, it's like, oh, okay, well, they've, like, there are bands that have, like, from that time that have changed and evolved and have, like, with like the different trends. Right, exactly. Yeah. But, like, it's still recognizable and it's been enough of a, like, cohesive kind of evolution where Fall Out Boy just feels like they've completely lost them.
Yeah.
It's the true test of time is whether their whole talent can live up for ages and it hasn't.
Like, it's
fucking awful. Yeah. Like, save, like, I stopped, like, once they came out with Save Rock and Roll, I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it John Lennon in one of the songs or something like that?
John Lennon is dead. John or his son Sean.
Yeah, I was gonna say John Lennon is dead, so if they got him on a track, who was it?
No, it was someone from Jude. Like that. No. Who was it? I got my names confused, I think, as I often do. It's fucking,
like, I hated Save Rock and Roll.
It was in the song Save Rock and Roll. Because I was just like,
number one, fuck you for having a random kid who's a monk and another kid smoking, and then Save Rock and Roll. Like, what are you saying?
Who knows?
Hey, I was like, you're not making a statement, white people, half black people.
I guess they thought they were, but...
Tell me their name.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't... I don't want to say that they sold out, per se.
I don't think that's the right term.
Yeah, no, I think really what it is... I know, like, as you get older, your music taste progresses or changes and, like, matures and stuff
Elton John. I got my names confused.
No, the other British person.
John was in it. I told you this was going to be a reoccurring theme in this podcast. Is me being like, this person? No, they're dead. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what it was is their music did progress in a sense that you could tell that it was maturing, but
you can tell
that they're trying to, like, mimic other stuff that they may be listening to or something.
Right. Yeah, it honestly is. It's like, they're listening to this and, like, oh, how do we incorporate it into this?
It's like, I'm listening to a lot of rap. How do I do that? It's like, don't do rap. You're not a rapper.
How can we get J. Cole on a song? Like, you fucking can't. Like what just are you
don't
doing?
Do that. Well, apparently Big Sean was also in Save Rock and Roll.
Well, Big Sean at the time was also trying to... That's a whole nother topic. I mean, like, he was also trying to, like, save his career there at that time.
Yeah. He is rapped's most improved.
He is a great rapper, but just after his first album, it just, like, he waned off and he got into shit. And it's just, like, no one wanted to be with him, and he got into more beef and all this stuff. So, it's like, it was a rough time for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a bad guy. But it's just that point was just, like, rough. He's like, oh, fuck. Anyone's calling me Fall Out Boy, I'll do it.
I'm, like, just thinking about all the random features that were on Save Rock and Roll. And it's just
so fucking weird.
So random.
Courtney loves Hard. Yeah. Like,
well, at least she's, like, actually from rock and roll. Like,
yeah.
She's, like, a grunge icon.
Yeah. Is Elton John... rock?
Maybe in his, like, older work.
Yeah, I think it's considered rock. It's just, like, a different kind of rock than Fall Out Boy is generally known for.
Yeah.
At least.
I can't see Elton John going pop punk.
Right.
Pop punk Elton
John. Yeah. So Elton John is rock, pop rock, glam rock, soft rock, rhythm and blues.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah, he was more like soft rock. He's more soft rock. Is how R&B. I think of him, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a very... This was a forgettable fucking album. And also, it was around that time, I don't know if it was this or that next album, American Beauty, when they released that Michael Jackson cover.
Ugh.
Forbeat It.
It was sacrilegious. So bad. I hated it so much.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to shoot myself.
No, I've actually... Maybe I have seen Fall Out Boy live, because I feel like I feel like I've heard that live.
How bad it is, like, do I remember them?
It might have been so traumatizing, I blocked it out of my mind.
Oh my god.
But I feel like I remember hearing that song live, and I was just like, I hate this.
It's fucking awful. Ugh. Like, it's...
Like, if you were going to do doing? A cover of, like, a legendary song, like...
Don't.
You have... Well, no, you can do it. But you have to do it.
You...
Really.
You physically really can, well. But don't.
No, like, there are times...
don't touch MJ
there,
songs.
No, but there are times when it works. Yeah. But, like, you have to be legendary to do it. Like one of Brendan Urie's whole things is that he does Bohemian Rhapsody. He covers that. And yeah. He does it well. He has the vocals... to be able to do it. Is it as good as Queen? No, but he can pull it off because
yeah.
he himself make it, is he enough also, of a legend that...
Like, and also the great thing about
he has
him
the range.
Is that
he does,
he makes
exactly.
it
he has the
own?
Range. Yeah, so he makes it his own, he stays true to the song, and he has the vocals to really carry it out. You... Fall Out Boy can't do Beat It. Like, that's not... That is not in the same... No.
They also did Thriller, too.
Well, that was, like, the name of the song, but it wasn't actually Thriller.
I swear they did a version of Thriller.
Did they?
I want to say.
If so, this band.
Or maybe I'm remembering, like, in one of their music videos, they parodied Thriller.
I think they parodied. I don't think... They had the song Thriller.
Maybe that was the 16 Candles video.
Yeah, it was the 16 Candles video, I think.
See, now it's all coming back to me.
And by the end of the episode, you'll remember everything.
Hey, Alexa, play It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion.
Good thing my Alexa isn't here, because...
She would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, like that one time in our podcast, I tried to be funny and be like,
I remember that.
That's so
shit.
Sad.
That,
yeah. Alexa played Despacito, and the bitch did.
Yeah, no,
yeah, so
I.
It was a Thriller. It was like when Pete Wentz is a vampire.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, my dad has one of those like Google radios, and when I was there the other week, I was making a joke, and I very quietly, while it was playing music, I was like, oh, but can you ask it things like, hey, Google, play music that makes me feel good about myself, or something like that. But I whispered it, and then it stopped and starts playing this, like, mood music, and I'm like, what is happening?
They can hear you.
I, like, whispered, and it heard me, and so now I'm very concerned about those smart devices. I'm
the
like,
robots are listening.
Stop listening.
Here's how much I didn't care about this band after they got back. I didn't know they released an album called American Beauty, American Psycho.
Yeah.
Really?
I knew
about it.
Okay, yeah, I did know that one. That's why I was just like...
That was the last album that I listened to, like, really at all.
Yeah, and then they did, like, a remix of that album called Make America Psycho Again.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I was scrolling through Spotify and looking at those, but, I mean, I looked at them and then immediately went to From Under the Corpse.
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to go back to Beyonce. This is a realm I don't want to be in.
I mean, that wasn't... Yeah. That album wasn't good enough to just, like, oh, let's, like, these songs, but, like, more. It's like, nah, if the original song isn't good, don't make a remix. Like,
stop
don't,
doing that.
Don't bother.
You're
but
not
I mean,
relevant.
Because I listened to Save Rock and Roll.
Have you seen
Save
the
Rock
features on that album? That remix album?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Let me read this to you. Uh-huh. So, Migos, ASAP Ferg, Juicy J, Azalea Banks, Wiz Khalifa, Crit, Lil Uzi, OG Mako, I don't know who this person is, Black Thought, Joey Badass.
It sounds like they were just calling up people that they had met at some point. They're like, hey, I want to get you on a track. And then they literally called them.
They were at a party, and they spread out and try to get people to be on the remix album.
They just went around with a microphone.
Yeah. Can you record this now? We'll go to the bathroom.
Wait, what were you going to say, Catherine?
Oh, no, I was going to say, like I said, when I started listening to Fall Out Boy, it was, like, when they were on break. So after I, like, actually became a fan, Save Rock and Roll was the next album. So I listened to Save Rock and Roll, like, a good number of times. Like, I know that album. And then American Psycho, American Beauty. Did I say it right? I don't know.
No.
That's where I kind of, like, I listened to it and I was like, and that I think that's when that's really like that's what like sealed the deal. Like Save Rock and Roll was when I was starting to go like I mean it's like good but and then American Psycho slash American Beauty is when I was like I can't like I just I mean I listened to the whole thing but I'm like I just don't
that's not the
enjoy
band
it like
anything.
I used to.
It
was sad.
I mean I get that.
Yeah. And then Mania again was, at that point, I was like, I was just lost. I was like, I don't, Fall Out Boy's broken my heart.
Stop it.
Fall Out Boy has broken my heart for the last.
And that's the next Fall Out Boy,
song.
Your next album, go back to the long song titles, trashy punk rock, and the title of the first song is Fall Out Boy has broken my heart for the last time. That is the name of your song.
That is actually a secret track on Infinity on High.
Oh my God.
I love it. No, because
that's
me
what
think,
they need to go
It made me
to.
Think about that scene from American Horror Story with the... I think it's in the first season, with Constance, played by Jessica Lange, and she's just like, you've broken my heart for the last time, and then she shoots her husband.
What the fuck?
Wow.
I mean, their career as of now is one American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I mean, weirdly enough, that is a great analogy, because that that series, the seasons, they really fluctuate on whether they're good or
not. They either just get worse or just different or fucking worse.
Yeah, so that's actually a good analogy with, like, their albums. Yeah. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like the heart monitor thing. It's just like, it goes up, it goes down.
Maybe they'll surprise us and come out with a really slapping album in, like, a couple years.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy's new album is, like, the equivalent to having a stroke.
No, I think they should really take Catherine's advice and
their
just next
go
album
back.
Should be a pop album. Like, if it's, like,
go
from
back
Under
to
the
their
Cork
very
Tree,
roots.
Which had every song was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of all the gin joints.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Not a huge fan of that one, but...
But the whole album is so cohesive and plays great. It's,
Audubon Halen, 7 Minutes in Heaven, Little 16 Candles... XO, Dance Dance, which is your personal fit. I mean, that one to me is a little overhyped. I love it, but...
I definitely loved it. Like, I was sold on this band.
When that song came out, I was in high school, and then everyone played it too much.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
And then
it's
had to
It's a good
retreat.
Song, but...
I don't want to dance! Stop
I refuse, and that's the name of their other album on their new debut album, Dance Dance, But I Will Not.
Parentheses, But I Will Not.
Yeah.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Featuring ASAP Ferg.
Yes.
Oh my god. Amigos. Happy Amigos. I was like, I have to now hear this remix album, because I need to hear Patrick Stump.
Well, I don't think it would be with all the Amigos, because isn't one of them in jail?
Well, that's what it said.
I'm pretty sure Takeoff...
At the time?
I'm very sure that Takeoff is in jail right now.
Takeoff's in jail?
I want to say.
But... He doesn't do anything.
I don't know. I want to say he was... Well, he was for a while. I mean, they have to go on tour with Drake, so I guess...
They are on tour.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's not in jail. I don't know.
It's on Offset was in jail.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been released.
And there you go.
Beautiful. What a beautiful end to that story. Yeah, because they're on tour. Like, they just performed last night. So.
Last night, were you there?
No, my friends were. I was like, who the fuck is that? And it was like Drake and Migos. I'm like, oh, that's fucking weird.
Who's that? That's Drake.
I didn't know this, or I do remember watching this, and it was only when I did research, was that Fall Out Boy had almost a multi-episode, especially Pete Wentz, had a multi-episode arc on One Tree Hill.
Wait, what?
That is so weird.
Have you not seen this? So,
no.
There was a few episodes where they performed at a local bar, and Pete Wentz was, like, a character in it for, like, a little bit.
That's why.
If you can see Chad's face right
Wait,
now.
Wait, was he dating Brooke? Because that would make sense.
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Because they had a multi-episode arc, and...
I mean, there's another friend of ours who was, like, really into One Tree Hill, so I feel like I need to ask him about this.
But, text right now, hey, man.
See, now this makes me want to... See, I've been talking about rewatching One Tree Hill for
a
while.
Do it.
But I'm very certain I could not get Grace to do it. Like, it would... Do you know how long it took? She just started watching The Magicians, and she's almost caught
up. Are you fucking serious?
I've been trying to get her to watch
it. I cannot stand that fucking show.
I've been trying to get her to watch it for 2 years.
I remember sitting with you, watching an episode, and I'm like, I want to jump out of this fucking balcony right now.
Okay, well, you can leave.
If you're not having fun, you can leave.
Exactly. If you're not having fun, you can leave.
Yeah.
Because I love that show. It's literally the show I'm looking forward to coming back the most.
Fuck.
Out of all of the shows. Well, that and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but...
Oh my god, yes.
But yeah.
No.
So, I mean, if you like TV, come listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
If you love The Magicians.
Yeah, I was gonna say, welcome to... It's
3 a.m.
It's 1 p.m.
Oh my god. Yeah, so like, apparently also Pete Wentz was supposed to be in Jennifer's Body.
What? Wait, as a character? Or
He was supposed to play the guy that Adam Brody played.
That's amazing. You know what? That makes so much sense because
he
Adam Brody looks like how Pete Wentz did when he
yeah.
was...
Oh,
like, oh first God. Came out. Yeah. Like, when he had his penis all over the internet and shit.
Yeah. He was supposed to play that role.
But do you, lost do you remember that when he had that whole, like, dick pic scandal or whatever?
Pete but Wentz?
That whole, yeah. Yeah. That whole thing was because he was doing a, I think he was doing a promo for Like Vines.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a band that was on his level, I think it's pronounced Decadence, but it's spelled Decay Dance.
Yeah, Decay Dance.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Wow. And he was doing a promo, and then pictures had leaked, and then Hot Topic, like, shut down.
It shut down because all of the girls were at home watching, or looking at that
looking picture. Up the pictures, like, losing their shit.
And you know so that thing I. that's like Kim Kardashian broke the internet? Is was that the original Pete Wentz's dick pics broke the internet?
I mean, honestly.
See, I never understood that whole
craze.
Like, she, it's like, oh, she broke the internet. I'm just like, okay, but she has a sex tape. It's like, who cares what her ass looks like? You've seen her have sex with Ray J.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't think this was new information, guys. But sure.
If anything, the real loser out of this is Ray J.
I mean, he's doing fine.
Is he?
Yeah. He's got his... He's on Love and Hip Hop. He just had a
that
baby.
That doesn't mean anything.
He got married last year. He had that's a baby. He's on Love and Hip Hop. He has, like, he has his own company and stuff where he puts out stuff. I just got some Bluetooth headphones of his.
What the fuck?
They are really good, too.
Get the fuck out of here.
So,
look at Brandy's brother doing great things.
Yeah.
Amazing.
While Brandy does nothing.
Oh.
Sounds very...
I mean, the only thing I know that Brandy's done over... Like,
she has
the last
an age,
couple
though.
Of years.
I think it's not like recently. It's like, she hasn't. She still looks the same.
Pretty much.
Still Moesha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I kind of hate that Pete Wentz, like, was, like, the poster boy for, like, the emo look for so long.
Oh, and the eyeliner.
The
yes.
The eyeliner.
I totally
the
forgot
hair,
about that.
Your sister's jeans. Everything.
It's
he
true.
He was a great poster boy for, like, that entire how guys were made to look.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true. Fall Out Boy was truly iconic.
Yeah,
they will always hold an iconic place in history, especially in the thousands.
Fuck yeah, especially in the 2000s.
Yeah,
but post that is just like
specifically 2005. I feel like 2005 was probably it was either 2005 or 2006 that was like their height.
2007, because that was like Infinity, like when that dropped, it's like 07.
I weirdly don't feel like that was their height, because I feel like before that I heard more about them. Like, I would literally I could go to any friend's house and we would listen to, like, they would be playing.
Yeah, so
Fall
like
Boy.
So like from then, like once they got to Infinity, that's when it like plateaued.
Because I remember when they started putting out singles from that album, the first one was like, I think, Carpal Tunnel of Love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people were like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And then they put out Thanks for the Memories. And I remember... See, that's the thing, is I'm like, when it comes to mainstream success, I don't really recognize, like... Because with mainstream success, it's like, oh, all these people are talking about it. But I'm just like, are they? Because I never hear anyone actually talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're...
From the conversations I have to the overheard conversations I listen to, because I'm a nosy bitch.
To when I talk to when I eavesdrop.
Yeah. Because I love eavesdropping. It's great. I mean, why else do people go to coffee shops?
That's true.
Seriously. I mean...
Yeah, I saw someone all, like, set up in Tropical Smoothie with, like, her laptop and was, like, doing work. And I'm like, you have, like, 5 blenders going hardcore, like, 5 feet away from you. I'm like, why of all places did you decide to set up here to get work done? And it was, like, pretty crowded. Like, it's a really small one, so there's not a lot of room. So I'm like... Why?
I went to a lot of coffee shops
the other
day.
There were 3 coffee shops, like, in the same center. I'm like,
girl,
why are you here?
Go to a library.
Like, oh, I just can't focus today. noise everywhere. Like, I wonder the fuck why, Janet.
I'm like,
Okay, see, that's... Alright, that's a number one thing I always hate, because people like that will never go to a library, which is specifically for those things.
Quiet.
It's like, for quiet. And they're like, oh, there's people talking. It's like, go to the library. They have Wi-Fi. It is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Just find a dark corner where someone
is having
sex.
Or go to the coffee shop late. Because if you go during, like...
Did you just catch that?
No, apparently they have, like, I don't know. I saw this on Tumblr. They have, like, signs now at libraries, I think, where they're, like, do not have sex in, like, in the stacks.
Oh, man. Was it because of Gone Girl in that one scene when, like, they fuck behind, like, the library?
Dude, I think it was way before that.
I feel like there's a lot. I feel like that's, like, a thing, though. Like,
you just hear, like, quiet squeaking. Shh.
Well, it's like this video that was like, oh, how to be a college student, and one of them was like literally like, oh, they're like, and it was like listing places you'd have sex. It's like in a bush, in a fountain, under the stairwell, and it's literally like,
that's so true. In a bush.
It's like when you're that age, anything will do. Oh, does not matter.
Where should we have sex? In a burning bush.
Yeah.
Burning bush. So as a whole, we can all agree that Fall Out Boy peaked, and it is now watching your parent continuously pretend they're 22.
I wouldn't say 22. I would say 24. Like 33.
Yeah, it sounds right.
30 fucking 3.
It's just like, Dad, you're not cool anymore. He's just like, I'm still cool.
I'm cool as shit. Look at me.
Although, yeah. I feel like being, like, the child of Pete Wentz would be so awkward, because it's like, you would go out with them and they'd be like, there would be some random person like, oh my god, Pete Wentz, can I have your, can I take a photo, can I get an autograph? And you'd be like, Dad, I just want to get some shoes.
It's like, wait, man. What the fuck was I going to say? Their age now, seeing them live recent, not me physically, but like online. You know how they used to jump around and like swing the guitar and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That is non-existent. They're standing still.
Well, no one does that after a certain point.
Yeah, like, they're, like, ages...
I mean, they are getting old.
They are getting old, so... but it's so evident now that, like, Adam, is that his name? Like, the other guitarist?
Andy.
Yeah.
Catherine knows.
Adam,
I
Andy.
Just looked, because, I just
Because Adam was in my, was my head like, because of, like, oh. Adam Brody. So,
I,
Andy.
Yeah, I think we've definitely called him Adam, like, at least 8 different times on this particular episode, though.
So basically, what I remember him was, like, he would swing the whole guitar around his body, and I thought it was cool, but now he is still. Patrick Stump, still. Pete Wentz is walking around, attempting to do something, but can't.
I would get even more motionless than that. I would get, like,
I'd be, sit. Like, someone, yeah, I was gonna say, someone bring out, like, sit. A chair, I'm gonna just
I was
lounge.
Thinking, like, a wheelchair.
Just an acoustic
like,
set.
Like a Professor Xavier style
wheelchair.
Yeah,
one of those like motorized
like,
ones. Like, so it's like I can move around, but I don't have to.
And have someone
else
play the song,
yeah.
But I'm still here.
Yeah. Put like the pedals in the foot rests.
I mean, touring also is like really tiring. Like that is so
fucking,
much work.
Yeah,
and like
it tears
I
you down.
And like I mean that's like really hard in like a you know like a 20-year-old. So it's like I can't imagine what it would be like once
Late
you are
30s.
Older and your body doesn't bounce back as quickly and.
True.
It's
I didn't even really
hell.
Think
it's
about.
Insane.
I didn't even think about how bad touring was until like recently when, well, like when I was in grad school and I was going back and forth between Virginia and New York for like when I would visit and
mm-hmm.
whatnot, and I'm like, I would have to do these quick turnarounds and stuff
Lucky.
Where I was like had to go to class the next day after traveling. I was
yeah.
just like exhausted.
Now
by
imagine
the time
lugging 20 amps with you to the class.
I mean, it was close. I had a giant fucking suitcase on the
yeah.
metro train.
My God. Well, like I know, I sent you yesterday the drunk history of Fall Out Boy,
oh
as done
God.
By Brendan Urie. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh,
Braden,
it's amazing.
Braden
Please
Urethra.
Watch it. But he gets like he's super drunk, and I found later a video that someone had compiled of him talking about the hangover that he had after it, and he's like, I didn't remember any of that. So he watched the footage later, he didn't remember any of it, he was straight up blackout, like, he was like, I felt so bad all day, I had the worst headache, I was in so much pain, nothing gonna help it, he's like, I tried weed, painkillers, nothing, it just wouldn't go away, he's like, yeah, and so the rest of the day was really hard, and then we did, like, a show that night, which was, like, fine, but it was just, I was in such a rough place, and I'm like, he was... had the worst hangover of his life, and then had to go perform. And, like, this is Brendan Urie. He doesn't just stand there when he performs. He's doing all kinds of wild shit. So I'm like, how?
We have a list
how
of,
did he do
that? We have a list of Brendan Urie mispronunciations.
Because we were messaging about him yesterday.
And we kept fucking up his name.
Yeah, he misspelled his name, and then I misspelled his name a different way. And then when I found the drunk history video, I'm like, that's what it is. Because
yeah.
when I typed it out, I'm like, this isn't right. I'm like, I'm.
Yeah, we kept
I'm like, I
it.
Can't quite get
it. I thought
there.
It was an A, but it's like an O.
Yeah, it's. yeah, you said, like, you said, like, Brandon.
Yeah.
I said, like, Brendan.
Yeah.
Brand.
And then, I'm like, Brendan. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. We got
so
it.
So then we wrote, like, nailed it. His name was Bobby Uri, Benjamin Uri, Brenda Aretha, Brendan Urethra, Breen Dean Uri, Brody Erie, and Braden Curry.
You're not going to have anything for your Panic at the Disco episode.
I'm not going to fucking anything.
Mm-mm.
Well, invite me for that one because I have thoughts on that.
THOT.
Yes.
I have many thoughts.
Well, we did just see him in concert.
That is true.
Like, how long ago was that?
That was.
A month?
2 months, maybe?
Yeah, 2 months, maybe?
It was like July.
Yeah,
it was
you
July.
Guys went. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Did you guys have real crappy seats?
I had better seats.
Yeah.
Who had shitty seats?
Because I sat far away from everyone.
Someone
else.
Had, so everyone else had
it
the
was,
shitty seats.
I think it was me and. I mean, they were, Hannah and Megan were a little further back from
yeah.
us, but
I think their view was better than
yeah.
yours.
Yeah. Because, well, they were over he had this piano that he brought out at
I
one
saw.
Point, and I was like, I know he's going to bring out this piano,
yeah.
but this piano is obstructing my view.
Yeah, because he had it rigged up, like, hanging from the ceiling, because the
hilarious.
Whole thing was he basically rode it across the audience. But, like, for
That's
almost
dangerous.
The entire show, it's just sitting like straight in your field of vision, and that's where I thought my seats were, but then it turned out I had the wrong seat, so I moved, and
I
then that way
you.
It was mostly out of my, and the worst thing is it also obstructs most of the screens too, so you can't
yeah.
even really just look at those. I think there's one screen that you could kind of see, but my seats were okay. I just wanted to die because I hadn't had anything to drink or eat like all day, and so I felt like kind of sick like for the entire thing, and like the people next to me were really annoying, and like were clearly super fans who knew his new album really well, and I didn't like it all. I knew, like, two songs. And so they would like, he'd start playing a song, and they'd be screaming, and I'm like, I don't know this song. I'm like, I guess I'll just, like, bob my head or whatever.
You getting into a fight with Panic fans.
They were not paying attention enough. That, also, the girl next to me kept almost,
fucking
like, elbowing me in the face because she was, like, trying to full body dance. And I'm like, these seats are far too close together
yeah.
for you to do that right now. I'm like, please control
Stop
yourself.
Doing this.
I'm like, control yourself. Keep your elbows where you can see them and not
like
in my face.
Like you're on
face.
A fucking
Thank
plane.
You. I almost got nailed, like, a few times. And I'm like, why do you have to do that? It was just a very stressful time for me.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
Can we...
Anyways, that's for another time.
Yeah.
So,
can we close out this episode with Through the Trees?
No! We're gonna get sued!
From Jennifer. Would you really get sued? Because I'm like, at this point, it's... Like, Jennifer's Body came out in, like, what, 2009 or something like that?
There's that one asshole
so I'm
looking
like,
out. Some random lawyer.
If anything, you should be happy that... We're trying to bring more attention to it. Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of people...
This is free marketing.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people have started watching Jennifer's Body because, like, Tumblr and all the gays talk about it. They're
right.
like, it
yeah.
was it was before its time and whatnot.
I think it's also...
Which I agree.
Isn't it, like, on, like, Netflix or Hulu?
It was,
it's on
it
one of those streaming sites now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen it recently. So I think it's also that, like, it's easily accessible. And so now people are, like...
Yeah, I mean, I have it on DVD. Because
it was, like, at the height of career of, like, Megan.
You have so yeah. many things on DVD, though.
I do. I'm a collector.
If I ever, like, need to watch a movie and I can't find it, I should really just reach out to you and be like, hey, do you happen to have this on DVD? Because I feel
yeah.
like you do.
Well,
yeah, that collection is massive.
Well, that's the thing. You should buy DVDs just because things are, like, harder to find the
yeah.
like the more time progresses.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, there are certain stuff I can't literally, even if I wanted to torrent it, I could not
it's
find
really
it.
It's really hard.
Yeah. Well, that's my entire collection right there, so... It's doubled this summer.
Well, at least
so
you
I'm
have hairspray.
Exactly.
So that's what's important.
I have my priorities.
The proposal.
I also have the ultimate edition of Dirty Dancing, so.
And we've taken a nosedive.
Yep.
So,
bite me.
So now we usually have that thing of album of the week. So I can either go two ways. I can either go funny or like actual serious, which is like the best.
Why don't you just do both? Because I feel.
Well, I can only choose one.
I feel like you want to. Like, so just do both. Just go ahead.
So my album of the week, and I think we can agree at the time was, like, this was pretty good, was The Emancipation of Mimi by Mariah Carey.
Yes. I mean, I'm a huge Mariah Carey fan.
So that's my album of the week.
As a gay. I have to, like, especially a gay from the 90s.
It was either...
She was my icon.
It was either this or Sufjan's Illinois. But I was like, no, I think this was, like, pop-wise a massive impact. But
I mean, the only song I know from Illinois is Chicago.
I fucking love that album.
Which, I mean, feeds into their Fall Out Boy's album about Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Because literally, the whole album is about Illinois.
Yeah, but I love me some Mariah Carey.
Yeah, so Emancipation of Mimi, because everyone was on this album.
It was one of her biggest ones. Like, it was one of her biggest ones, yeah. Also, I was literally just talking about Mariah Carey the other day, like, on Tuesday. Oh my God. So I was talking to my mom. I was like, hey, you remember, like, that time you bought me Charm Bracelet?
Pre-Nick Cannon?
Yeah, because I was talking about her album Charm Bracelet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I brought up Glitter at work, and one of my coworkers was like, what's Glitter? I'm like, you've never seen Glitter?
The iconic movie.
One of the greatest things. It's like, nah, dude. I'm like, you saw Grease 1,000 times. You can at least watch Glitter.
Ugh, Glitter's so great. I literally have the soundtrack on vinyl.
Fuck you.
I found it at a thrift store. I found it at a record store, and I was like, I have to buy this.
Was it colored in glitter?
Unfortunately, no.
That's even more disgusting.
That's a shame.
I know.
I can't wait for it to be repressed.
That's a huge missed opportunity.
Exactly.
Big miss on.
Oh, I'll buy a repressed issue of it, too, because...
And when you open it, it just explodes glitter.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I should just make my own. Let's find some cardboard and make my own.
So, Emancipation Mimi is my... What's yours?
Mine's gonna have to be Fully I Do, because fuck you, Jason.
Fuck you. Such a shit album.
I have nothing else to say. Whatever. That's all.
You're one of the fans during the show that told other fans to stop booing them.
Yeah. I'm the fan during the show.
Leave Patrick alone! Leave Patrick alone!
No, I don't really give a shit about that.
Wait, was
I just think general booing, like, in front of them is just... Like, I think booing in front of anyone is general disrespectful. If you're gonna pay for the tickets, just see the damn show.
Or go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or if you leave. Don't like it, just leave. Yeah, if you're not having a good time, leave.
Exactly.
Like...
It's a great lesson in life.
Yeah, they didn't want to leave because they knew they were gonna play their other songs that they liked. That's what... Right. They were just being asked.
They haven't played Dance Dance! I have to stay!
Oh my God.
They didn't play Dance Dance Revolution.
What's your album of the week?
I didn't know I was supposed to come with one prepared, so I'm just, like, have to pick one for member. Does it have to be from the 2000s?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of the point.
Hey!
Yeah, dick face.
I'm just kidding. I mean, sort of kidding.
Like, literally did not tell me to come with an album prepared, and then it's gonna attack me.
Hey, Jason was the liaison here. I told you... Where to go? The physical location? Everything else was Jason, so you can talk about it.
That is true. I will blame Jason.
I mean, you have a massive musical, like, library in your brain.
You can do what I did last week when I forgot, and I just Googled albums from the 2000s, and I'm like, that one seems good.
Well, now I've taken too long, so I can't, like, do that. So I'm just going to pick one from memory. I'm going to go with Dusk and Summer. From Dashboard Confessional.
Nice. Nice.
I literally just
I mean, honestly, it's a good choice.
Well, I was in Urban Outfitters the other day, and I saw a copy of that album on vinyl, because, like, I guess they pressed it. And I was like, remember this album. It was so fun. Although, the friend I was with, I don't think, remembered it.
Dashboard Confessional is, like, real deep cut.
Actually, no. I changed
physically
my mind.
Physically real deep cuts.
I changed my mind. It's A Mark, A Mission, A Brand, A Scar by Dashboard. Because that one's the better one. Dusk and Summer just was, like, a sad beach album. Like, a sad emo beach album.
That's a good description, yeah.
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 Like, don't wait. That's
isn't
literally...
Isn't that a mood, though?
Like, you lay on the beach and you're like...
It's like those, like, days when it's like you go to the beach and it's really, like, rainy and looks super gross looking, and then you play that song and you're like, yeah, no, this is right.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good album. So, that's it for this episode. Join us next time when we talk about best movie soundtracks of the 2000s.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Best movie soundtracks.
I will be listening for that one.
Yeah, I began research, and there's a crap ton of films that were so good. Like Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh my God, we have such different music tastes that this one's really gonna be a doozy.
There's a lot, though.
Because I watch a lot of, especially in the 2000s, most of the movies I watch are garbage. Like, you need to know
Hairspray's
that.
From the 2000s.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
I mean, also, the soundtrack for Bring It On.
Yeah, so that's on my list. Like, that's, like, number one, the soundtrack for Bring It On.
Yes.
And not another teen movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because they repressed that on vinyl, and I've yet to buy it.
Yet.
Oh my
Have
God.
You seen that movie? Nah. Dude, I young Chris Evans? Okay. Dude, not another teen movie.
I'll put it on my list. I'm trying, like, right now, one of my big, like, personal development things that I'm doing is I'm trying to, like, watch movies.
Have you seen, I watched a movie last week.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen that 100 times. All of that.
And, like, she's all that. Is that what it was, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
if you've seen those two movies, then watch Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's fair, Catherine, because I actually don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah. Especially when I was younger, I didn't because I didn't have, like, honestly, I didn't have the attention span. I just didn't. So that's why most of the movies I watched were really, like, trashy, like, just stupid comedies and stuff, because it was the only thing I had the attention for. Those had
great soundtracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've just fully transitioned
over. Was Space Jam from the 2000s?
No, that's 90s. That's 90s. That's, like, late 90s. That's 92 or something.
I was close. Well, I saw it right there, which is, you know, it's funny. It's the Space Jam is not actually in that case.
Oh, Garden State soundtrack is great.
Oh, I was going to say Juno. You got to have that on.
Juno.
Juno. Yes.
That's a great soundtrack.
So there's a lot to discuss. So
I just need to remember which movies were made in the 2000s.
So that's it for this week. Chad will return at some point, probably for our emo episode.
Yeah, I was very much an emo child.
Still am.
A little bit. Any episode that's emo adjacent, there's a good chance Chad's probably going to be here. I'm going to take a wild guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
if we talk about Panic, yeah.
A friend of ours, I literally just bought tickets to Bring Me the Horizon the other
day. Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
Well, he's low-key forcing me to go. Like, it was a high suggestion. He was just like, oh, you should come. And I was just like, I feel like if I don't go with you, you're going to go by yourself. And I'm like, I don't know if I want you to go by yourself.
I feel like that's not a concert you go by yourself to. Like, there are concerts.
That's when you pretend you came with someone. Oh, no, man, this is for a friend of mine. He'll be here soon.
Oh, I've gone to a lot of concerts by myself, definitely. Especially in New York.
Yeah, because right. There's so many.
Yeah.
So, bye, everyone. That's it. Bye.
All right, then.